What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? It's your boy back at you with another great podcast today. So I just want to go ahead and read the definition, and then I'm going to give you the word of the definition, and that's going to be what the podcast is going to be today. So we'll start off with the first one. The word is a noun. Lack of success. That's the first one. And then the second one is the omission of expected or required action. Okay. You know, pretty much something I definitely, you know, have dealt with. Something I looked at in the face countless times. Also, one more. An unsuccessful person, enterprise, or thing. Okay. And that's just the last, you know, that's the last definition of the word that I'm choosing. And also, you know, it's generally a word that is brought up a lot within, you know, when you're trying to, you know, if you're competing or if you're out there and you're trying to figure out, you know, what your MO is and, you know, how you're going to get there. And, you know, the word and what this podcast is about today is failure. It's, and, you know, the name of the podcast within itself today is looking at failure in the face. You know, and a lot of people sit here and say, well, I've actually heard people that said that they never failed, which I think is just like total nonsense. Total nonsense. But I've stared failure in the face countless times. I've stared it in the face. I've wrestled with it. I've fought it. Whatever you want to say that, you know, can bring you close to what is going on here today, people. You know, failure is a part of life. You go through it. You deal with it. You know, it could be the ignition to, you know, what you have going on in your life. If you're trying to better yourself, if you're trying to better your situation, you know, coming up, of course, you go through different things. You try to figure out life. Nobody knows what life is generally about until, I feel like, until you get real old and you gain all the wisdom. Even then, you still don't know what life is about. Folks, you still don't know what it's about. When most people feel like they got it down pat, like, I got this, man. I know about this life thing. Nah, fam. No. Life will throw you something, and it will, man, will knock you down, and you will not know what to do. But I, myself, like I said, my podcast all deal with my life. You know, I deal with nothing but motivation, and I deal with nothing but realistic real life stories. I've dealt with the failure all my life from start to finish, whether it was starting something and not finishing it and regretting to not finish it, or whether it was, you know, trying to get in school. Everything that I've done, you know, I've always been my hardest critic, but I've never, you know, when I was younger, I just never, you know, I never went through with things until, like, I learned finally, like, yo, man, when you get your, you know, you set your mind up for something, whether you fail or not, you got to finish it. No matter what it is, you got to finish it, bro. You got to finish it. That's, you know, that's what I constantly tell myself. That's what I tell my son. I don't care what you start. I'm going to support you in everything you do. I just want you to finish it. I just want you to finish it so you can have a sense of completion. And, you know, I've looked at, you know, I've been, you know, and like I said, it's nothing but realness. I've been locked up. I've been in situations that I put myself in, and, you know, failure can do some things to your self-esteem, because some people don't know how to generally take failure. So you start doing things, and these things can lead you to be in jail. They can lead you to be in situations that you will not necessarily put yourself in. But like I said, folks, this is nothing but honesty, open. You know, if you want to judge me, judge me. I don't care. You know, and I've looked at it, and I saw failure. Because when you're looking in that mirror, you don't see failure, the word. You look at yourself, and you be like, man, I failed. You know, I failed my mom, or I failed my kids, or I failed my kids' mom, or I failed my friends. You know, I just, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, man, dude, when are you gonna realize that with failure comes success? When are you gonna realize that you can fall down 100 times, then get back up that 101 time and keep fighting? I myself have went from being a timid, shy person to this person. You can't stop me. Nothing can stop me, because I know that I can accept failure. I can accept it because, and I say this not because I go into something looking to fail, but I go into stuff knowing that at the end of the day, I'm realistic, that I know if I, by any chance, you know, I may make a mistake, I may fail like this, but you know what? Just like failing a test, I can go ahead and study for the next time, and I could go ahead and pass. See, with your failures, folks, you got to be able to take your failures with a grain of salt. You got to be able to say to yourself, self, we didn't make it this time. Unfortunately, you know, whatever was in our way, we're going to work on that, and we're going to get past it. You know, I was trying to get a job. I was trying to get this one job, man. It took me one time. They denied me. Fail. I say failure. Okay, I'll chalk that up. Second time, they denied me. I said, all right, third time, got to be a charm. Third time, they got me. I said, man, you know, and it's all about, of course, if you're consistent, you're going to win. But it's about not giving up. Because, see, what the failure does to you is it generates, like, it puts this kind of, I'm gonna go harder attitude. I'm gonna push. I'm not gonna let nobody get in front of me, move me out the way. You know, and failure will have you thinking like, man, should I even try? You know, should I even move forward? You know, because we automatically thinking that the end result is just gonna be what? It's gonna be failure. And it's not. Sometimes you can actually push forward, excuse me, and you can come out on top. But the whole time you're thinking like, man, I can't do this. Or even if it could be anything. It could be being interested in a female, or vice versa. If a female is interested in a dude, and you're thinking to yourself like, you done counted yourself out, and you haven't even chalked it up like, man, I lost, or I failed at that, so I ain't even going, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to pursue. Not even knowing that person might be like, they might see something in you. They might be like, you know what? I like this. I like this person. I might want to see what it's about. And sometimes we do that to ourselves. We'll go into a situation, we'll hear about a situation, and we'll automatically just be like, you know what? I can't do that, man. That's where you already done lost that. You lost before you even got into the fight. So by the time you get into the fight, man, your mentality is just like, all right, whatever. I'm going to throw a punch. It might land. It might not. Next thing you know, you land on the floor, knocked out. And you trying to figure out what's going on. But see, I'm here to tell you today. That no matter what your situation is, no matter how bleak it may be, no matter how many times you have yourself looked at it as a point to where you're going to fail, I'm here to tell you straight up, and I'm here to tell you only from experience, only from life experiences, only from a real, honest, heartfelt individual that's giving you nothing but heartfelt information, that when you get back up, you keep fighting. You keep fighting. You keep pushing forward no matter what. I don't care what's in your way. You know, some people have less. Some people have more. You know what you want, and you're locked in on it. Yes, you're going to. You might fail. You might fail countless times. You may fail more than you're going to be successful. But you know what? Know what you failed at. Know and understand it and accept it. Because a lot of people have a problem with accepting, even to the point who they truly are. Like, you're not a failure. You know, I myself, at the age I am right now, you know, I myself have always said to myself, I failed my mom. Like, I know I didn't do right. I was a knucklehead. I was hard-headed. I didn't listen. You know, when she was telling me to make the right decisions, I was making the wrong decisions. I'm like, dude, you know, and, you know, I finally, you know, got to a point where I got a, you know, I got a good job. I got something going for myself. And, you know, I got back in school. My mom said, you know what? You know, I was talking to her on the phone. She's like, you know what? I'm so proud of you. And I'm, it's like a little boy just still hearing his mom like, I'm so proud of you, son. I'm so proud of you. Mind you, my mother's almost about a couple hundred miles away from me. So I can't reach out and hug her and give her a kiss or anything like that. So that right there was just like, it got me and it brought me to tears because I'm just like, damn, like this whole time I'm thinking I'm a failure to my mom. And in her eyes, she's like, man, you've been nothing but successful to me. You're a good father. You're a good individual. You've grown. You matured. That's success. Those are part in parts I'm thinking I'm failing in. Sometimes I don't think I'm the best father. Sometimes I don't think I'm doing. But then I look back and I say, you know what? And it's not a cockiness. It's more of building your self-esteem and your confidence. And I see, I'm like, you know what? I did do this and I did do that. Maybe I need to give myself more credit. Maybe I'm not a failure. Maybe I am a success story just bottled up and I don't even know it yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you think, and then you know what? That opens other doors for you to, all right, so I got this and I understand that. And I understand what, you know, what my buddy was saying when he said this, or what my girlfriend, you know, vice versa, ladies, whatever. I'm just speaking in a general sense. You start to think like, all right, you know what? Yes, I failed. Yes, I failed. And yes, I have, you know, I failed during times. I fell down. I had to get myself back up. And I had to think like, self, like, this is what we got to do. We got to push hard. We got to push forward. And you don't see these things, but other people do. Trust me, other people do. If they're paying attention to your life, other people do. I have people reaching out to me that I don't even know. As a, you know, on the flip side, people that I know personally and tell me that, man, you are my motivation, because they know. Like, if they see you fighting and they see the mud being flung and they know what you're going through. And they're going through the same thing. And they see you come out of it with your scars. I got all my wounds, all of that. Scars, whatever. Physical scars, emotional scars, you know. They're like, man, you know what? If he can do it, I can do it. Me and this person is from the same place. We had the same type of situation. If he came out of that, then guess what? I can come out of that. And it's like even looking, when you're looking at the Meek Mill situation. You know, crazy. But you know what? Before you judge somebody, know what they've been through. Know their story. Know exactly what that person has, you know, went through and where it's got that person today, female or male. You never know. You just never know, man. You don't know, you know, we all want to cast judgment on people. We always want to look at them and say, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. If we don't look a certain way, that fits the criteria. I've come to the point where I used to care back in the day, but now I don't care at all. I don't care what nobody thinks of me. I don't care what nobody thinks of my failures from past and present, because you know what? My failures have made me who I am today. They have made me. That I feel like I am successful, and I know I'm successful because of the things I'm doing and the things I'm looking to do. I'm not looking in, you know, you don't look just to stay stagnant. You keep pushing forward for forward progress, you know, and you'll get out what you put in. You put out, and people be like, well, you know, I'm not into the whole whatever positive. Man, look, I truly believe that once you do fail and you learn from your failures and then you start applying it, you'll then learn how to apply it when certain situations, you know, come. You're like, you know what? I know how to handle this because when I went through this, this is how I did this. And then be able to ask, reach out and be like, you know, hey, you guys, you got some good, you know, you got good people around you, and they'll give you good information. They'll give you, you know, tips on how you should move and how you should do things. Because if you, and this is something a trainer said to me, you are who you hang out with. You are who you spend most of your time with, you know. And if you're around five people that just generally do nothing but sit there and maybe they just, whatever, you're going to become that sixth person. You're going to become that sixth person. But if you got five people around you and you're the sixth person and they're successful, they're pushing, maybe they're failing here and there, but they get up and they find a way, but they keep pushing, guess what's going to happen? When you are in those situations, you see who was around you and you see how they're motivating you, and you're like, you know what, man, you know what, they got it together, and I got it together too, but I see what they're doing, and okay, he or she had this situation arise, and you know what, they overcame it by doing A, B, and C. You see, people, let me tell you, life will throw you some stuff that you ain't ready for. Let me tell you, and I'm just being honest with you. Life will throw you some things and some curveballs, and you, and you trying to duck, and sometimes they might hit you, but you get up, and you fight harder. You fight so hard that when the person sees you the next time, they're like, man, you ain't wearing what you've been through. You got some cats out here that's my age that look like they damn near 60 years old. I'm in my 30s, and you got some folks out here that don't wear their age right. You know, so all I'm saying is this, folks. All I'm saying is this. That when you're out there and you're trying to figure out which way to go, be it left, be it right, be it up, be it down, whichever way, don't choose the fast route. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't choose the fast route. Even if you're sure of yourself, I'd rather take the road that's this. I may get this wrong. Some people take the road less traveled. Some people, I forget the saying, but I'd rather go through the maze and zigzags and cuts and ups and downs because I'm learning as I'm going. I'm falling, but I'm learning as I'm going. And I got my head up so high that it's not the strength, but at the same time, I know that in that process that maybe I can fall, maybe I can. You know, maybe I might make a wrong decision. So sometimes you got to lower your head and see what you're walking in. And it's not lowering your head in the sense of I've been defeated. But you got to look at the ground because you never know what you can find. You may find something to get you to your next step. You keep your head up, folks. Keep your head up. Always keep your head up. Chest up, chin out. You just walk, you know, depending, you know, whoever you pray to day to day. I myself, you know, I make my salat and I go on about my business, keep my head up, and I don't lower it unless I'm looking down and, you know, make sure my steps is good. And I'm looking, I'm checking my surroundings because you never know, you know. You don't never want to be too arrogant. You don't never want to be too cocky. You don't want to be too overconfident because a lot of those times when you do fail, you could very well just scar your ego, you know. And, you know, when I say when you look in that failure in the face, man, you just feel defeated. Sometimes you will get there. Sometimes you're just like, man, I don't want to go on. I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired. I'm tired. I can't do this, man. I've tried. And it's like, once you get up, right, that next step could be your plus. I've called friends, I've called family countless times feeling like I was defeated. And they like, come on, man. Come on, bro. Pick your head up, man. Don't announce any defeat. You're going to pick your head up. You're going to dust your clothes off. You're going to learn. And you're going to go forward. My mother always told me that. And I swear, every time I heard it, because sometimes you're going to feel it. And you're going to want to give up. Because you're a human being. But when you got good people around you, good friends, I mean, even my kids motivate me. And, you know, and then I'm telling you, honest to God, the next day or next 2-3 days, maybe the next week, it's not, if it could happen like that next day, then cool. But the next week, I was looking at a new job, or I was looking at a new situation, or I was just, you know, in a situation where I was looking at this, that, and the third, and the truth came out, and I was, you know, I didn't have to worry about that. I mean, it's just so many situations that you could be in that you can see not the negative in it, but the positive, because you're going to learn. You're going to learn about the company you keep. You're going to learn about so many other things, folks, and all those things. Failure is right. It's looming. It's looming, and it's waiting to grab you by your shirt, your coattail, and just grab you down right to the floor, pull you down, make you fall right on your bottom. You just gotta be able to get up. You gotta be so solid that when you do fall, you know, kind of like retract yourself with those good people, because you're gonna need them. Don't have 5 people around you, and those 5 people are some miserable nothings. They don't want nothing in life. They think that life is just supposed to give them everything. Or, you know, cocky people around you. You just need some confident, solid, down-to-earth individuals. And I guarantee you, you'll get where you need to get as long as you know that within yourself, you're a fighter, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to move forward. Because if you don't have any fight in you, folks, then guess what? The fight, I mean, it's over with. It's over with. You know, you can pretty much just count the fight. I mean, you know what? I'm done. You know, that's it. Nah, you got an idea, and you're like, man, don't let nobody tell you already, man, you're going to fail, man. Anybody trying to hear all that, man, nobody want it. You know, no. All right, man, let me have my thing. You know, like I said, I do my podcast. People may listen. Some people may not listen. Cool. I'm fine with that. But what's within me to do this and to get it out there, I may have 1 person. I may have 2 people. Maybe a solid 1 person that listens to every podcast I put out. But you know what? They're gonna get nothing but honesty from me. They're going to get nothing but truth, so that when they go through the situation, you know what? Will said da da da, or Will said this. And it's going to get them through what they're going through. Because like I said, this is real life. Everything, you know, we do is real life. I don't live in a world. I'm not on a reality TV show, so I can't give you some made up script. I'm not reading from a book about another person's life. Anybody that knows me can attest to about what I'm talking about, because they've seen me go through it, they've helped me go through it, or they were around when I was going through it. I mean, from you got breakdowns, you got stress, you got anxiety, I mean, all of that stuff. And failure is, you know, it's definitely a negative and a positive to it, because the negative, of course, is failing and not doing nothing about it. But the positive to it is generally failing, learning from it, learning the lesson from it, so that when you go back up to, you know, to battle again, you know now what to do, and you can move past that. It's a learning lesson. If you're not learning from your failures, then you just pretty much, it's just pretty much going over your head. I mean, nobody can tell you better than you can tell yourself. And sometimes, you know, when you have that type of mentality, you think that you know it all, when in all actuality, you don't really know everything. You gotta ask, you gotta raise your hand sometimes and say, you know what, coach or whatever, blah, 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 I need help, because, you know, last time I did this, I failed at it miserably, but I know some things, but I'm not sure about this, or I'm not sure about that. I don't care what you feel may be the most dumbest question. The dumbest question is a question that is not asked. If you sit there and you have something on your brain that you want to address, please address it. That is another sign of failure. I mean, we can go on and on and on, but I just wanted my folks to know that today, when you're looking failure in the face, you tell failure, thank you. Thank you for showing me how to deal with this situation and how I need to further pursue and what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is the next time I go through this, boom, 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 ABC, you know, etc. And I, you know, you'll get it. You'll grasp it and you'll just be like, you know what? I feel so good. I feel excellent. I feel great about myself. And why do you feel great about yourself? Because you fell down probably flat on your face. I fell right on my nose and boom. Hit, oh, man. But you got back up and you said, you know what? I got this. I got this. To whomever the God you pray to, Lord, I got this. Allah, I got this. Whomever. And you said, and you know what? You owned it. You took accountability and you went and you fought. And guess what you did at the end? You won because your failure taught you a lesson. I'm not ever going to ever. I don't ever want to feel like that. But I do know that failure can come. I do know that nothing. If it is, then tell me I'm wrong. But nothing is perfect. No type, you know, nothing is perfect. You can overdo things and you can underdo things. Some of us do both. I mean, hey, that's life. But folks, I'm telling you, you look at it and you tell, look, this is probably the last time we're going to meet like this, failure. I mean, I'm not going to let you take me and put me in a position to where I can't be successful because I'm scared or because I'm in constant anxiety mode and I can't move and I can't function. No, because when you have people that reassure to you, they're not telling you these things just to like appease you and pat you on the head. And, you know, they're telling you these things because they truly know that you're out here fighting. You know, and every time you get knocked down, you find a way to get back up. It may not be the most picturesque, you know, thing, and it may not be the best, the success story that everybody loves to hear, but everybody's success story is different. My success story is always going to be different because I found my success at my weakest moment. I found my success at my weakest moment in my life, you know, and I was just like, you know what, I got tired. You get tired of something, you're like, you know what, man, I'm tired of this, man. I gotta go. I gotta do this. I gotta push forward. And I did. I did it. I did it with the help of some great people, my great friends, family, you know, like I said, my kids. And that's all you needed. When you got positive with people around you and you praying and you doing whatever it is you do spiritually, then guess what? It will work. It will work. And I'm not selling you, I'm not selling nobody anything. I'm telling you the truth. It will work. But you have to know who to keep around you, who not to keep around you. You got to know when to accept that you did make a mistake and you failed. Learn from it and then apply it and then you will become successful. I mean, if you can learn these things, of course, life is not as simple as people may paint the picture to be. But it will make it so much more easier because now you know. And knowing is even better, you know. Knowing is the best thing, and you know it'll definitely take you far. It'll definitely take you so far. Just imagine what you can do. You know, look successful. You know, look at success. Say, hey, success, how you doing? Wave to it. I'm coming for you. I fell. You know, I fell a little bit. You know, I tripped. You know, hurt myself and. But I dusted myself off, but I see you in the tunnel. I got tunnel vision now. See, now I'm focused. Now I'm like, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to go. And I'm coming for you. And that's what I do now. You know, you make a dream board, whatever suits you. You can have a notebook full of your positive thoughts. And you can just go ahead and just do it like that. Just keep fighting. So best thing I could tell you is keep fighting. You put success in that tunnel and you tell success, I'll see you shortly. That's what you do. You tell failure is going to be as the road goes. Boom. Oh, you might fall a little bit. You might hurt your leg a little bit. But guess what? Success is still there. And you fighting. You going. You climbing through the mud, the snow is cold. I mean, it's, and once you get to success, success is a shower to get the mud off you. It's sun when you cold. It's shelter when it's raining. That's what success is. That's what it feels like. Because, like, folks, what I say, I've been at my wits about certain things. And then when I finally see that it's happening for me, I've even told my mom countless times, like, Ma, this is still like a shock to me. She's like, nah, it's not a shock. Don't let it be. She's like, yeah, no, matter of fact, I'm sorry. It is a shock, but guess what? You work for it. You know, you put your work in on this side and that side and this side, and everything added up to this moment. But to hear my mom say what I've heard her say countless times, but just to hear her say it and kind of like, you know, it did something to me. It not only got to me emotionally, but it told me that we still got more work to do. Because I always told myself, nobody lives forever. Nobody lives forever. And I always told myself that before any of my loved ones leave this earth, they will see me standing up, being successful, and pushing forward, so that when they do leave, they know that they left and I'm okay, you know? And that's just a confirmation I have for myself. And I will not let nobody take that from me. And I don't want you guys to let nobody take that from you. Not your crew, not anybody. Anything negative, remove it. I don't care if they're family. I don't care if they're longtime friends. Anybody, you love them from a distance, you're going about your business. You only have one life to live, and that's it. You don't get it back. You don't. Some people do get a second chance. But, you know, if they had been in a situation, they have a second chance to do right. But you only get one life. One life. As far as we know it right now. And no, I'm not a philosopher or anything of that nature with that. But I'm just, you know, until I see otherwise, I'm only going off what I've read and what I truly believe as far as being a Muslim and pushing myself forward. I do know that about failure and success, they are two within the same. But when you fail, you have to learn from it, and you can't become successful. Some people become successful and they fail because somewhere down the line, maybe they lost their love for what they were doing. Maybe they just are not paying attention. Maybe they got into another crowd. I mean, it could be many things. But folks, I mean, just always remember this. Keep whoever you pray to first. Always fight and move forward. You fall, get back up. You fall 100 times, get up 101. And just keep going, no matter how many times. And don't be ashamed. Do not be ashamed of who you are and what you've been through and where it has gotten you. Because, unfortunately, that can shape your reality too. That can mess you up as well. But never be ashamed of who you are. Never be ashamed of your story. And never be ashamed of telling that story and standing by it and attesting to it. Because that's your story and you own it. And folks, that right there is the podcast for today. Look at failure in its face and tell failure, I got other plans. I got other plans today. You feel me? I got other plans. And those plans do not include standing here and sitting here and just being a failure. All right? Now, folks, I just want to give a shout out, like I always do, and always will do, letting my peoples know. If it's one person listening, two people listening, whatever, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me your time today. And thank you for, you know, just allowing me to speak my piece. You know, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, critique, please hit me up. You can go on, you can put a post of a comment on Apple. You know, you can select one of the podcasts, you can go down and leave a comment, or you can go to my Twitter page, which is The Will Podcast. Pull me up. You can go on my Instagram All of it is open. It's open, so you can just follow me if you want. If not, cool. And you can just leave some critique there. And just, you know, just let me know. You know, just get more active and just let me know what you're going through. You know, if I was able to help you, some things you probably could tell me that can help me with what I'm dealing with. We do a lot of open discussions as well, so be able to voice your opinion, and we do interviews as well. We're on all platforms. When I say we, I mean we as in collectively all of me and anybody that's supporting me. And just, you know, be able to hit me up. You'll be able to connect with me. I ain't too hard to find. And I'm not one of those bougie people that if you're talking to me, whatever, we going to talk. We going to have a dialogue, whatever. And we just going to, you know, take it from there. I want to thank you, everybody, for my support. For your support, I'm sorry. And, hey, look at failure in the face and tell them not today. I don't have it in me today to entertain you, failure. I got life. I got some things I got to do to turn this failure into success. And I guarantee you, you will get there. You don't let nobody take that from you. And with that, I want to say, peace, man. Enjoy. And be happy. And do what you got to do. Peace.